Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. We see you out there. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a great start to your Friday out there. Let's go ahead and kick things off with our good friend, Brittany Merlo. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And weekend before scary.
Yes, it is. But before you start, Brittany, I have to call out... I'm calling an audible, James.
Okay.
And congratulate you on your 4 nominations for WBAs.
Yes. Woo-hoo. Wait. Let me make this official.
Thank you.
Yes. Best newscast, best online personality, best news spot, and best web story.
Thank
Fantastic.
You so much. It was hard work, man. Let me tell you.
No kidding.
Should be nominated for best YouTube videos too, but that's just a side category. WBAs don't really have anything to do with that. But congratulations,
actually,
Brittany. Well deserved.
I'm not kidding. I actually was nominated for best online personality, which includes my YouTube video.
Yes. There we go.
Yes.
Hopefully, I take that one home. I want number one for that one.
Start working on that speech, Brittany.
Do I have to give a speech, honestly?
I have no idea.
No, you don't.
Okay. Ooh, wipe the
Your work speaks
brow.
For itself.
What?
You're not going to want a speech after this weekend, though. You guys are going to shake your fists at me.
Uh-oh.
Not my fault. I'm just a messenger.
Okay, what's coming?
Okay, here's the ride that we're about to go through. So, obviously, there's some scattered light showers, some rumbles of thunder out there this morning across the state. Those start to wind down this afternoon. The warmth starts to move in. I'm talking breezy winds up to about 30 to 40 miles per hour are possible, and it's going to take our high temperatures and spike them. You're going to at least, at the very minimum, hit the low 60s today, but personally, I think you're probably going to get into some low 70s today.
Whoa.
So, very unseasonably warm. Soak it up. Even if you get some spots of sunshine, I want you outside enjoying it because things are going to be changing. Temperatures are dropping. A big winter storm is headed our way. And what we're looking at for the Wisconsin Rapids area as we go into the weekend is mainly some scattered showers throughout tomorrow morning. Those start to ramp up into the evening, and then they start to flip to some freezing rain potentially Saturday night and into our Sunday. That could continue as freezing rain through Sunday afternoon before it wants to flip to some snow Sunday evening, and then the whole system leaves us alone. Now, the big problem is ice accumulations. That, of course, creates plenty of power outages. It makes travel impossible, and I'd much rather have the snow than the ice because that is dangerous even for walking outside. So this is, again, Saturday night through Sunday. I would plan to be inside, honestly.
A staycation this weekend in the home?
I'm going to be inside watching college basketball, so I mean that's not going to affect me one bit.
Good.
You know, there's an old adage, and I don't know how popular it is anymore or anything, but growing up, I used to hear all the time: if you had to be given bad news, you wanted it from an English accent because it just sounded you could handle it a little bit better. I think it's changed to Brittany. If I got to get bad news,
we want Brittany's voice.
Yes, I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm just a sucker or something, but just even that forecast, Brittany was like, well. It's not so bad. I mean, hearing it from you, it's not so bad. Really,
we're better informed, definitely.
I can't stress this enough. I am not kidding. Like, you really are really good at that. Your tone, everything. We really appreciate it, Britton. Again, congratulations on the WBAs. We're looking forward to those. They're going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. You guys rock.
Have a good weekend.
Aww. Have a great day, Brittany.
You too. Thanks.
The best in the business. And that's not just me saying that. That's WBA saying it, too.
Yes, it is.
We've got another WBA winner and nominee with us throughout the show today. Melissa, thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Glad to be here.
We'll be getting into a bunch of fun stuff this morning. We, of course, got our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club coming up. And after our news, sports, and partner break, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
Oh, yeah. Free Culver's, baby.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We can't wait for that. We'll have a TV theme song we play for you. You call up and get the answer right, and boom, just like that, you win yourself some callers.
I wonder if I'm going to know it.
Got a little bit. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I'm curious. I chose this one in part because I was curious to see if you did would or not. We have some science news for you. We've got to talk.
Science.
We've got a double rainbow to talk about. We've also got some other fun stuff to get to. I want to also touch on this morning. We are 87 days into 2025. What are the top signs you need a vacation? I think that laugh tells you right there where Melissa's at with that. I didn't even have to say anything.
Okay, go on.
We got some entertainment news. We're talking Dolly. We're talking Kelly Clarkson. What's new on your small screen, new on your big screen, and some local theater. All yes. That coming up for you. And I got some good stories of the day and some that I write stories and a bunch of other fun things. We'll see what we have time for. I got a couple places I wanted to start this morning. First, wanted to start with some thank yous. One, we want to send a big thank you to Tina, who dropped off some cookies for us and everything.
Oh, they're so good, Tina. Thank you so much.
And Diane dropped some off yesterday.
Oh, we are just flush with cookies.
Yeah, we are spoiled.
Awesome.
You guys are the best. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate you.
So good.
I want to thank everybody as well who has been signing up for the WFHR newsletter. We had a new edition drop yesterday. I've been joking about this on and off with like any good joke. It's got some truth in it. Now we can say it officially. Melissa is our EP, our executive of the newsletter, and rightfully so because of all the work you put into it and how good it is, Melissa. I appreciate the work being done in there so much, and the team that we have behind it, and the response we have gotten from this community is overwhelming. Really do appreciate y'all out there.
And appreciate, first of all of our subscribers, because obviously without you, we wouldn't have a reason to do this. So we definitely appreciate all of them, but I am so thankful for my team. We have such a fantastic team working behind the scenes on this newsletter, and I'm grateful now for the, I don't know if it's a title, but the official, I'm in charge.
Yes.
From the powers that be, so that we can tighten up our communication lines and produce an even better product every week.
Looking forward to it. Sign up right now, everybody, at WFHR.com. Got a new edition out there for you. And since we're talking radio, I thought this was a fun place to start. 78% of Gen Zers listen to the radio, according to a new report. That's AM and FM. And we're not talking about satellite radio or even streaming a lot of the time. They're listening to analog radio.
In your vehicle.
Yeah. The London Evening Standard did a story declaring the quote, radio is back and Gen Z's listening habits are changing the face of media. They say a lot of young people are sick of digital everything, and so they're gravitating towards more old school analog tech like vinyl, which we've seen and we've talked about quite a bit.
That's been a huge rise in that.
And radio, and specifically local radio. So while we're listening to, and we're thankful for this, in different states and different pockets around the country, and even over in Europe a little bit, we say good evening to our friends over in Finland and Sweden and everything, and all you ham radio workers out there. We appreciate you listening in. The birthday and anniversary club's coming up, guys, so hang in there. They love that birthday and anniversary club.
Right, because the names, they love the names.
We're not going to be as big a couple of states over or something like that, and that's not so bad. That's okay, because we're huge here.
Right.
Yeah.
We're not trying to talk to people in Texas. We're trying to talk to people in Wisconsin.
Yeah. They say that it's not only the tiredness of this and them going to analog and everything. There has even been a rise in cassette tapes.
Really?
Yeah, and people making mixtapes again and everything.
Oh, that's awesome.
They said that the average TV watcher has also gone down. And that's been interesting because they're noticing that among streaming as well as cable television.
They're joining my trend.
Yeah. In other words, radio is alive and well in 2025. And, this is something we've been able to say that for years now, that late radio is doing well. You can look at our radio. I think our radio stations are a perfect example of this. WFHR, WIRI, we are in media markets. Stations like ours haven't done that well in the last 20 years. We're thriving. our company is putting into us. We've hired people. We brought people onto the team. We're adding shows and all these things. We're
still hiring. We're still building. Yeah. So it's just going to get, it's going to get even better and stronger.
So all that being said, we've been able to say that for quite some time, but the thing I don't know that we've been able to say, and now we can actually say it, Melissa, we're cool. Yeah.
I don't know, James. Can we say that?
We're cool. No, actually, just by saying that, I made us, I apologize to all of our staff.
You might have tarnished our cool image buddy.
I think so. I think no. But we appreciate whatever generation you're in that you're listening. And that you're helping, most importantly, as much as we love to have fun and bring you serious comedy to start your day and everything, this is all about covering local. Whether it is our local high school sports, our local weather, or our local politics or our local issues.
And being involved in the community, it's wonderful. It's what I always, never knew I wanted to do, but am loving that I have the opportunity to do this.
It's a really nice way to put that. I think that's really good. and I want to say one other thing that you can count on. And I say this with strength and confidence of our community and our staff. You have a station that does not blink. We are not in anybody's pocket. We are not afraid of anybody. We are going to report the news down the line like WFHR has done for 80 plus years. We're going to cover everything that way, including the weather, Mother Nature. Trying to mess with our weekend and everything. We'll be honest about the weather, Mother Nature. We're not afraid of you. I'm afraid of Mother Nature, Melissa. I'm a little afraid.
Well, it's okay. I appreciate that she's going to get rid of the dirty snow piles outside.
There you go. Yeah.
You know, let's take the winds where we can get them.
Got one other one I wanted to get in here before we go to break. The Virginia Zoo, responded to rumors of an escaped gorilla in Norfolk by confirming that not only were all of its animals accounted for, but the zoo doesn't even have gorillas. I love this story. I don't know why, but I love this story. I can't stop following
it. The gorilla escaped from the zoo. What? We have a gorilla?
Exactly.
Who got a gorilla?
This is such a definition of modern times. And do your homework before you go freaking out. Social media lit up with reports of a gorilla on the loose following a power outage Tuesday night in Granbury Street area, with several Facebook users claiming to have seen the large primate. The Virginia Zoo put the rumors to rest, joking that the sightings were likely the facility's mascot, Zoo Squatch.
I was going to say Sasquatch.
That's awesome. Officials wrote that any real escape would have been accompanied by a swift statement from zoo officials with, certainly, accountability and recovering the animals safely. But they don't even have a zoo.
Gorilla.
And I love to shout out our police departments and sheriff departments out there. And they're owning social media.
They're fantastic.
There are 14-year-old kids out there doing TikTok that don't even come close to what our departments are doing. The zoos are really close. They're really a close second right here because they're taking this and running with it and doing some great promoting and getting some funding for the zoo, the Virginia Zoo. That's really cool.
They have such a great platform, and great fodder for stories with their animals. But as you were saying that, I love that they were going to, I was already like crafting a response from them of, and then you said mascot, but I was going to say, please don't pick on Bob, our maintenance guy. He really doesn't appreciate being likened to a gorilla, and you need to stop.
Yes. And just a picture of Bob like looking over his shoulder, like, wow.
Yep.
Oh, I like that. That's great. It just as a side note, everybody, I've never been to Virginia, but I want to go just to see this zoo. It does not look like your normal zoo. Like, this looks like you see some of those houses of the South. And they're beautiful, like Victorian kind of, like, it looks like they turned that into a zoo. It looks really awesome.
All I remember from Virginia is the red clay as a 10-year-old sliding into it and ruining my favorite pair of Saturday panties.
Oh, that's not cool. Yeah, that's not right. One of my best friends growing up was from Virginia. I've always wanted to check the Virginias out. I will have to do that one day. Not today, though, because I got the Ale Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We got that coming up for you, everybody, on The Morning Show at WFHR. I just want to celebrate another day of living. I just want to celebrate another day of life. Yeah, it's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards.
Mm-hmm, they're open now.
Yeah, get on over there, everybody, and check out some of these amazing specials that they have.
Oh, so good. And not only, I mean, of course, it's Friday, so there's the fish fry option, but you can get a taco, a burger, breakfast, or pie. I mean, so many options. I like that they have a fish saying that.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Get something other than fish.
Yes. That's good. That's good.
But still, I want to try Fidel's. I lay awake at night dreaming of food burger.
Yes. Yes. That sounds so good.
Yes. A bacon cheeseburger loaded with grilled onions and mushrooms topped off with our jalapeno cheese sauce.
That ain't fair, Fidel. That ain't fair.
No.
I mean, how about, I can't turn that down.
And for dessert, you could have cran rhubarb pie or butterscotch toffee. Of course, James is dying to try Death by Chocolate.
Yes, yes, I am dying to. Yeah, I got to try that. Got to.
I want the Brownie Delight. Brownie Delight pie.
Sounds pretty good.
Like brownies and pie together.
That sounds great. They had an espresso one that sounded really good, too.
Ooh.
And keep in mind, everybody, if you haven't tried it yet, get on over there, make plans to try their award-nominated fish fry. They're the Daily Tribune nominated for the top 10 fish fries in the area.
Awesome.
Congratulations to them. Be sure to check that out for yourself, everybody. Say hi to the gang over there. The only thing that tops all of the stuff that we talk about with El Cafe is the people.
Yes, absolutely. And they are publicly welcoming Charlie from Misty's Menu to their team. Like, they're Misty works over there now, too, and Charlie, and oh my goodness, we have quite the team over in El Cafe.
You got nothing but amazing cooks and chefs over there, and you have those individuals joining El Cafe tells you a lot, everybody. That's pretty cool. Buy local, support local, support our friends at El Cafe today. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Email us, info@wfhr.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages. And, of course, you can call up.
That's right. You call 715-424-2600, and you can talk to James.
And both of us. Feel free to call up. We'd love to talk to you, everybody. Join the conversation. Melissa, I need a 1 through 3, 4. Yeah, I need a 1 through 4.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, 4, obviously.
All right.
4.
Gives us that one. Oh. gives us that one. Okay. And we can go ahead and get into, we need a 1 or a 2.
Ooh, I wasn't expecting this. 1.
All right. Gives us that one. And 1 through 3.
3.
All right. Gives us the qualifiers we had. All right. And let's go ahead and start off with a phone call, though. Good morning. You're on the air. I'll try this again.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello?
You're on the air. Oh, no.
Hello,
what is
hello.
Going on with our phone lines here?
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're not working all of a sudden.
Uh-oh.
Oh, great. Just great. All right. Well, we'll work on that in a second. Keep
we'll
on trying to call in, everybody.
Yep.
For now, let's get
send
into what we have. Yes. Yeah, send us a text if you'd like. First up, we have a couple of names we want to mention. First off, want to wish a very happy birthday to our own Pete Schwab of Nightlight.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Pete.
I've gotten to meet Pete over the last couple of months and really get to know him and talk to him on air, off air. Just a fun guy. Like, Pete, I have no idea necessarily how he, you know, how intense he might be inside or anything like that, but just a calm, cool, collected guy that seems comfortable in life and doing well with it and really, really enjoys working here at Civic Media and working with all of us. He is a very genuine guy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I gotta like name drop, position drop. I don't know what you would call it. But when Pete joined us, he first started off in the news team, in the news department. And so, but it was a new area for him. And I got to help him quite a bit. We worked together pretty closely there for the first couple months he was on the team before he started his own show and stepped out of the news department. So love you, Pete.
Yeah,
glad
good
you're
guy.
On the team. Miss you. I miss you.
Good guy. and we'll talk with him again real soon. Pete joined us on Director's Playhouse a little while ago. We'll have him back on, talk some entertainment as we get ready for some of the summer movies and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up, also want to wish happy birthday to Patty Carsey of Right
Happy
Birthday.
Ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, Patty is of Right Way Cleaning. Patty and her family, Al, Gina, Krista, kept our office clean and looking great for many years. We really appreciate them.
Oh, happy birthday.
Patty, enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is interesting, Melissa. Our next two birthdays are twins.
Cool.
We have Greg and Gary Romansky celebrating birthdays today.
Hey, Greg and Gary. Happy birthday.
Gary qualified.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So I you guys worked that out between you two, but we're gonna put Gary's name in the running here and everything. I don't know if that's bragging rights or not, but you know, to both of you, happy birthday to both of you.
Yes, happy birthday.
Also want to wish a very happy special birthday to Christy Kengott. A longtime WFHR listeners will remember Christy, Christy K. Christy was, well, you before you, Melissa.
Oh, cool.
She did everything around here. And anything you hear me do on the radio, a big part of it comes from Christy. Learning from her, working with her during Over the Back Fence is how I learned to do this job. And there was no stupid questions. She never made me feel bad for asking anything. And just what a voice, such a great voice, just perfect tone, everything. I hope you're enjoying your day, Christy. Enjoy your day.
Yeah, happy birthday.
We take a look at Saturday birthdays and wish a happy birthday to Janice Hudson.
Happy birthday, Janice.
Enjoy the day, Janice. And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier on Saturday, Linda Saturday.
Oh, wow. Okay. Happy birthday, Linda Saturday on Saturday.
How that just worked out for you. And Linda, I wonder how often her birthday actually falls on a Saturday, you know?
Would it be once every 7 years?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense, probably. Wouldn't it? That would probably make sense. Happy birthday, Linda.
But that's awesome because then maybe she gets, like, you know how you get a golden birthday when your birthday lands on the day?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
Boy, that's a good question. Yeah.
Yeah, we need it. We need a term for that.
We call it special. Have a special birthday, Linda. Enjoy your day. And then on Sunday, we wish a very happy birthday to Tracy Hackman.
Happy birthday, Tracy.
A happy 41st anniversary, Dale and Donna Vilbaum.
Oh, Dale and Donna. Happy anniversary.
Enjoy your anniversary, too. Hope it's a great one for you. Mm-hmm. And our qualifier, celebrating her 8th birthday, Lynn Lee Went.
Lynn Lee, happy 8th birthday. Oh, I hope you have a wonderful day.
Lynn Lee, you have one of the most beautiful names I've ever heard, and we wish you the best of days. Enjoy your 8th birthday this Sunday, and you're a qualifier.
8 is special.
That's a great birthday.
8 is so fun.
Such a good birthday. Enjoy.
I hope you get pie today.
Yes, yes. Hey, pie, yes. Enjoy. Enjoy. And thank you, everybody who got us those birthdays and anniversaries. We really appreciate all of them.
Absolutely.
Take a quick rundown of celebrity birthdays. Who are you all sharing your birthdays with? Well, today it's Lady Gaga at 39.
Oh, happy birthday, Lady Gaga.
Just an incredible talent.
Yeah, incredible performer.
Yeah, yeah. Seeing her at her age and what she did on Saturday Night Live the other day when she was co-hosting. She was hosting in the musical guest. Just an incredible performance.
I didn't get to see it, but
I'm not. I don't necessarily have any of her music in my playlist or anything like that, but you just game respect game. You just respect good talent. Mm-hmm. And somebody who is so fearless and is going to be her. Like, whatever it is that she's in the mood for, she's feeling, she is going to do it. And I'm eternally going to be thankful to her. There's nothing she could do in her career where I won't be eternally thankful to her for working with Tony, reaching out to Tony Bennett and wanting to work with him. They were going to do a song. They did an album. Tony Bennett, to a whole generation, got, brought back.
Yeah.
And I feel like... Because of a lot of that, finally got the due he deserved. Tony Bennett, one of the bigger stars of all time, and I still felt like was underrated when it came to the crooners, because everybody wants to talk Sinatra and Dino, and I get that, and I love those guys too, but Tony Bennett was the guy, and in my house...
He also deserves his due.
Yeah, in my house growing up, it was Dino and it was Tony Bennett, and it's just, it was cool that she did that. Julia Stiles is 44. Save the Last Dance, 10 Things I Hate About You, the Bourne movies. Good actor.
My teen years were definitely, I liked her a lot.
She's a really good actor.
Very good. 10 Things I Hate About You is probably one of my favorites of hers.
It's a good one. Her and Heath in that one, the chemistry is fantastic. Chicago's own, one of my favorites, Vince Vaughn is 55. Swingers, Wedding Crashers, Old School, Dodgeball, Anchorman, so many movies. to all of us Midwesterners, you can tip your hat to Mr. Vince Vaughn because he fought with the city of Chicago to bring down the taxes and to make it more feasible for cities and for movie companies to have movies filmed there.
Oh,
and with that, there has been a gigantic rise of movies being filmed here in the Midwest. Wisconsin needs to get in on this, by the way, because they're behind on it. But there are movies like Public Enemies from a couple years ago, things like that happening. That is money on the table you're leaving. These movies want to be filmed here. They want to come to Wisconsin to film. We've got some beautiful locations. Let's make it work so it works for both sides. I'm not saying give them a free ticket. I'm saying
that, invite their money here.
Hey, Wisconsin, you want Chicago to get all that? You want Chicago to be able to do something you ain't doing, huh?
Or Minnesota?
Or Minnesota? Yes.
They're getting Detroit in on it too.
Detroit is doing this. You're gonna have Madison and Milwaukee miss out on it. If I gotta do the rivalry thing, I'll lean into that. But whatever you got to do, it's money on the table. We're leaving. Let's see here. They call her the Queen of Country. Reba McEntire is 70 today.
Reba McEntire.
We celebrated her on the Sunrise Show. Just an incredible talent. God, one of my favorite people to listen to interviewed, by the way. And, just a joy to listen to an interview is Reba McEntire. As much as I say it about Dolly Parton, if we didn't have Dolly, it would be Reba that I'd be saying all the things I say about Dolly about. Just because she's just a genuine talent and so much herself.
And she also has, a pretty decent movie career.
Yeah.
I remember her more because I didn't really get to listen to her music growing up, but I remember her from The Little Rascals in 1994.
Yeah, yeah. She's got
such
a nice
great appearance
career.
And loved that movie. It's so cute.
She got nominated for some awards for her TV show Reba, and her most recent TV show just got renewed for a second season.
Oh, Happy's Place?
Yeah, yeah. So congratulations to her and that cast. That's a big deal to get a second season, especially nowadays.
Especially in today's world.
Yeah, yeah. A quick look at Saturday and Sunday birthdays. On Saturday, happy 57th birthday to Lucy Lawless, Xena.
I love her.
She's great. She's great. Great actor.
Yes.
Let's see here. Eric Idle is 82 on Saturday. My favorite of the Monty Python members. I just one of my idols, one of my biggest influences, Mr. Eric Idle.
Is it because his last name is Idle?
A little bit. No, it's a great, great one. And on Sunday, a couple more country stars want to wish happy birthday too. Happy 35th to Thomas Rhett and happy 41st to Justin Moore.
I don't know either of them, but happy birthday.
And a couple of more great singers. Nora Jones is 46 on Sunday.
Oh, love her.
Don't Know Why is one of my favorites. I'm going to listen to that this weekend. And Celine Dion is 57 on Sunday.
Oh, I didn't know they shared a birthday. That's cool.
And Tracy Chapman is 61 on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, some big names.
That's a stellar day.
Some great ones out there, and we're wishing all of them great birthdays. I wrap up our birthday and anniversary wishing a happy 95th on Sunday to John Aston Gomez Adams on the Adams Family. one of my all-time favorites. That is as great as Raul Julia was and everything, and he really is Gomez. I don't know. John Aston was my guy. I love John. The facial expressions he had. We are going to celebrate. We're going to have some fun coming up. We got the Star of the Day coming up. Culver's Star of the Day right around the corner after our news, sports, and partner break here on The Morning Show. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Melissa and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song for you. You call up, you get the answer right, you haven't won anything in 30 days, boom, just like that, you win a kid's meal and an adult meal from our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers.
Boom.
We love being
free
able to
food.
We shout out our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Wherever you have a Culvers in your area, you got a Culvers that is putting into the community. We greatly appreciate them. Get ready to call in 715-424-2600 or just a touch or two away with the Civic Media app. And let us know what TV theme song this is from. Oh, wow. Well, and before the words even begin, we've got somebody. What do you got for an answer?
Well, it's the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Yes, it is. Oh! Nicely done. Nicely done, sir. Let me get this curve. All right, there we go.
Now it's official.
Great job, sir. You knew that one instantly.
Yeah, she's going to make it after all.
She will, yeah. So did you. Yeah, yeah. You just got some free Culvers from it. Were you a fan of the show? Did you watch the show when it was on?
Oh, yeah, that was a classic. When Chuckles bites the dust.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes. Well, it was just a week ago. The show aired from September 19th, 1970 to March 19th, 1977. So in honor of the show wrapping up, I thought it'd be fun to do this one. One of the more iconic shows of all time. And sir, thank you so much for having fun with us on this one. Can I get your first name?
Yeah, this is Timothy.
Yeah, Timothy, we appreciate you listening and playing along. We've got your information. You know where to stop by for this. You can go ahead and just come on by when you get a chance. Okay, Tim?
Yay!
Yeah, I'll check in with Pam.
Thank you for doing that, and you have yourself a great weekend, sir.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.
Awesome job.
You know, certainly before our era, Melissa, but it's one of those shows that even growing up, a lot of us heard about. Did you hear about the Mary Tyler Moore Show at all or anything?
I came across it later in my adult life, but I never actually got to see it, no.
Yeah, same here. I watched a lot of stuff in reruns and everything. But just going back, Ed Asner is one of my all-time favorite actors. I love, love, love Ed Asner. And so I would go back and watch a lot of him. And I'm so thankful I did, because not only did I see, you know, Ted Knight, who I would see much later, but Betty White, Valerie Harper, Cloris Leachman, I believe, was on there. Just an incredible cast, along with, of course, Mary Tyler Moore, who right. was, you know, just one of the greater actors you'll ever see on TV. That song is Love Is All Around by Sonny Curtis, and it's not too surprising that we knew what it was right away, even if we didn't grow up with it. It is one of the more famous theme songs of all time. It just is one of those ones. And the intro is one of the more famous intros as well. And also, I think, noteworthy that the Writers Guild of America ranked Mary Tyler Moore Show the number 6 on 101 best written TV series of all time.
Wow.
And the show was a groundbreaking series in the era of the second wave of feminism, and portraying a central character who was neither married nor dependent on a man and was rarely on American television in the 70s.
Yeah.
Or in the 80s, or in the 90s, or in the 2000s. Or we still have some work to do on that one, but it has come a long ways, and that is noteworthy.
Yeah, because of her and
because
that show.
Because of her, yes, exactly. We'll have another chance for you to celebrate and have another chance to win some free Culver's next Friday. Be listening for that. Already got the next 3 or 4 lined up.
Ooh.
Already got them lined up, everybody. And if you haven't noticed already, if you're looking for little hints and everything, I kind of like to have have them noteworthy in the date of the era. You know,
so if something's happening around this time, it may tie into our Star of the Day on Fridays.
Spread the word about this segment, too. We appreciate having a sponsored segment like this with our friends from Culver's, working with Culver's, one of the more stronger Wisconsin companies. And truly, buying local, supporting local includes places like Culver's, and they include it with us.
Absolutely.
You're going to make it, everybody. You can make it. We will take a time out, and we'll come back and have some more fun with this 8 o'clock hour here on The Morning Show.
World on with her smile. Can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good one out there. Melissa and I hanging out with you. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour. 9 o'clock hour, we'll kick off some entertainment news. We'll have some other fun topics in there for you as well. Looking forward to hanging out with you one more hour this week.
Yeah.
Right now, I want to get into a couple of other notes for you. Just some quick science notes before we get into our main topic of the segment.
Science
blinded me with science. There's a partial solar eclipse happening tomorrow at sunrise.
Really?
And they call it a double sunrise.
Ooh.
Because you see two separate horns, quote-unquote horns, of the sun rising up. Now, most of the U.S. is not going to get to see this. New Englanders are going to get the best look at this one. Around two-thirds of the sun will be covered in Portland, Maine. So they're going to get the best look at this. I'm telling all of us about this because of social media. And there will be pictures. And you'll see it.
That's cool.
I'll be all glued to it. I cannot wait. It just sounds really cool. I'm sure this has happened before, but I don't remember hearing this kind of thing before.
No, that sounds really cool.
I think one of the fun debates, and it's a fun debate, debate, in part because there's no wrong answer. What do you love better, a sunrise or a sunset? At different times in my life, the answer has changed.
It's changed. Agreed.
Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, it was definitely a sunset. Mm-hmm. As I've been doing this job for almost 10 years now and getting to see the sunrise virtually every morning, I have to admit, it's a sunrise now.
There's something special about the sun rising.
Yeah, it really is. Mm-hmm. This was a really cool article that we're not going to take the time to get into because it would take us literally the whole show. But I encourage you to look into this one, especially if you're curious like me and love learning these kind of things. A study found Earth's first oceans were green, not blue.
Really?
Yeah. It's just really wild. You can go to scitechdaily.com if you'd like to check this out. Scitechdaily.com. If you just throw in your Googler, oceans were green, not blue. It's just a really interesting article. And not for nothing, I think that there's a lot of stuff in there that's very noteworthy for today.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
But even if you're just interested in the history of our planet and...
I am. Great. Thanks, James. Giving me another thing, rabbit hole to go climbing down.
Well, you know, Melissa, maybe you'll be able to bookmark it and check it out on vacation.
What? The vacation I never get to take?
Yeah, exactly. As I was saying it, I'm like, who would be either of us saying this to the other?
No, that's not fair. I do have one planned.
Good.
I mean, it's
good.
A staycation.
But still.
But I am taking off work.
And you know, you take off work to just do kind of other work, really.
Right. But fun
still,
work.
Still, yes, that's true.
Well, coming up later in our local theater segment.
Yes, nicely done. Believe it or not, there have been 87 days in 2025 so far.
That's hard to believe.
It really is, yes. Roughly 62 of those are work days. That varies for different people, of course. But now, how many days do you have to work before you, quote, need a vacation? And a lot of people, I'm seeing a lot of people putting the number one in the air. One day. Okay.
One day of work.
Well, according to a new survey, these are the top signs people need a vacation. And this is open to, you know, the audience. We want to hear from you. 715-424-2600. Can always text in if that's more comfortable for you.
Mm-hmm. Right through the Civic Media app. It's free.
But feeling burnt out is right at the top of the list. the top signs you need a vacation. So feeling burned out, I think there's levels to that, or layers to that.
Yes.
Now, we can all get to the end of a long week and be burnt out. But come Monday, we pick ourselves up and we're
right,
back at it.
You had a couple days to refresh, hopefully.
Just from my take on this and my experience seeing it and feeling it myself, I feel like what burnt out is, you know, you get done with a weekend and you have some days away from work or whatever, and you're still feeling that way come Monday,
right.
You know, that feels like a part of it.
The Sunday dooms.
Yeah.
Sunday dreads, whatever you call them.
Daydreaming about a trip.
That means you. What about those of us that do that all the time?
Yeah. I don't know about
I mean, that could say something about, you know, to the fact that we don't take vacations, James. but, you know, I'm not trying to be too on the nose here, James.
Oh, no. You know, so I even looked at this list, but I'll tell you right away, everybody, that one I'm definitely guilty of. And I've never been guilty of it. But in the past year, so I'm pretty sure that the work that you and Seth and my sister and my kids have been doing about trying to get me to take a vacation, it's just now starting to get through my thick head.
Yeah, and so we might actually guilt you into it.
Yes. And so I'd say the last 3-4 months, I've actually caught myself thinking about this. I brought up the Galapagos Islands the other day and stuff, and I don't know what will come of it, but this is how this all begins. You got to think about it. You got to make, you know, start thinking about that stuff.
That's the first step to recovery.
Yeah, I've always wanted to check out the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, good. Awesome.
I don't know where that came from, but like, I'm just thinking, like, as far as things that I've daydreamed about, like that came up the other day and I thought about that. That's a good one, I think.
That's a good one.
Getting irritated with others easily.
Yeah, that's definitely a sign that you are overwhelmed, overworked, over something.
Yeah.
You're just done.
That's a big one for me because I really work. I take a lot of pride in being a patient person, and I notice when my patient is cutting thin that I've got to be more aware of that. I've got to be more in tune with that. That's a really good one, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's hear what our callers have to say. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, you talked about a lady with the last name Saturday having a birthday on Saturday.
Yeah.
And how she's going to have a birthday in 7 years on Saturday. Well, there's going to be, leap years in between there, so it's not going to be on Saturday.
You're right. That'll mess it up.
Yeah. Hopefully she'll get another one soon. Yeah, that's a good point.
Another one, but not in 7 years.
Not every 7 years. No, you're right. No, thank you for keeping us on and correct, sir. You are the best.
We are an information station. This is how we stay informed. This is how we stay in tune. Thank you for that, sir. Have a great morning. Have a good weekend, sir. Appreciate you. Great caller. He's great.
Yes, yes.
Feeling fatigued no matter how much sleep you get. I hate that one. I hate that one. Yeah.
I mean, but James, you don't sleep very well. So this is like your life.
Yeah.
But it could also maybe be a sign that you need a vacation.
Yeah. I don't like where this is going. I really did.
You picked this topic, dude.
I know. I don't know why I did it. I don't know why I was thinking.
You do this to yourself.
I really just thought this was a fun topic during spring break. I just thought this is really, I don't like
what's a subconscious effort to make yourself take a vacation.
I love getting to do live radio. This is one of those ones. I'm going to be honest, everybody. We'd have cut this segment. We're doing a new segment. We're just going to retape this.
Scrap it. Let's go back to the drawing board. What are we going to talk about? Let's talk about coffee.
Yes, exactly. There will be a little standby. Having low energy even on weekends. So I think those two really do go really hand. Well, they all go hand in hand, but that those two in particular.
They do. And it's like, it's when you get to Saturday and you spend Saturday not being able to do anything because you're so exhausted and you just like sit and stare at the wall or you try to push yourself to do your chores. And then you get to Sunday and you're like, oh my gosh, the weekend's already almost over and I didn't relax. Here we go again.
I feel so much for that feeling of getting to the Sunday and feeling like you didn't do anything or you didn't live up the weekend enough or feeling brain fog. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a really good one. That one
listen
even
to us, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We agreed too fast on that one. Well, maybe it means we don't have brain fog on this. For right now at least. Yeah. That was good. That is a good sign for me that I really do, whether I want to or not, I gotta lay down. I gotta try to sleep. Mm-hmm. When I'm not retaining information, when I gotta keep rereading something. Yeah.
Yep, or you're trying to do something. For me, it's I'm trying to work on a newscast for the next morning, and I get it done, and I think, okay, that's good. And the next morning, I listen to it, and I'm like, whoa, that was not good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a sign for me of, okay, maybe you shouldn't have worked on that so late at night.
I do sometimes come up with segment ideas and I'll be writing them out. And then before you guys ever see them, I look at them first. And yes, I'm like, what was...
It's those 2 a.m. thoughts or shower thoughts that you write down and you come back and you're like, whoa,
cat,
that was not
cat,
a good one.
What is cat bingo? What was I thinking? Making mistakes at work. That's a tough one because, I mean, even with a good night's sleep, I still do that sometimes.
We all make mistakes and that's, I think, expected. We're human. But I think it's the mistakes that you wouldn't normally make. You know, like things that you just would normally be perfectly fine with. Like, oh, how did I screw this up?
That's a good note. And this last one, checking emails even when you're off the clock. Now, I wanted to just toss that one aside right away and be like, well, we all do that, or that's a more common one. But I don't know. I don't know if we all do that. I don't know.
Well, we don't all do that. We make an active effort to have a work-life separation, which I try very, very hard to do. I don't have my work emails on my phone.
Yeah.
So I physically have to go and check my computer to check my work emails. However, since I work from home, I will come and check my work emails on my off hours.
But it feels like
bad, Melissa. Bad.
for those that like yourself, Melissa, that do work for home, it feels like even more important to really try to find that balance as best you can.
It does, and I try. But you know what? I mean, I care about my job, and I care about work, and I want to do a good job at my job. So I mean, sometimes that does require that we go above and beyond.
And therein lies such a strong part of this, finding that balance, because mm-hmm. you're not alone on that one. I love my job. I like getting to do what I get to do for a living. I feel humbled to do it. And mm-hmm. because of that, it's so important to me to do a great job. This is going to sound ridiculous to most of you out there, but I'm actually trying to do this job perfect. I every day. It may not sound like it, but I'm trying.
If you're not trying, then what's the point?
Right. Right? Right, yeah. And in order to do that, oftentimes you've got to put in, I don't know how many jobs I've done this with, but this job in particular, I work almost as many hours as I do in the studio as I do out of the studio.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to, with the amount of work that you have to do to prepare for all of these shows. But you know, James, what is more funny in a comedy show than somebody trying to do something perfect and messing it up?
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty
good. Comedy gold.
It really is. You can't write that kind of stuff.
And it speaks to the human condition.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's part of what we like to do around here, real radio. Yes. We don't put on airs. We just like to have some fun with you.
You get the real raw us.
Yes, yes. And in part, you
better
also,
or worse.
You also get opportunities like we have going on right now here at Civic Media. We've got
Text to Win.
Yes, our Civic Media's Break into Spring Text to Win contest going up and down the state. We're giving mm-hmm. you a chance four times a day to win hourly prizes and get in on our grand prize.
That's right.
During the 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 and 4 o'clock hours, we're going to give you a keyword to text to us. You do that, and you're going to have a chance hourly to win prizes like $100 cash or a Chula Vista family stay or a pair of Brewers tickets, club-level tickets.
Club-level. That's awesome.
And all of this is it puts you in the running for the grand prize, an amazing mm-hmm. queen mattress set from our friends over at Verlo.
Wow. New mattress.
Yeah.
And I'm sad I can't enter.
I know, same. I could really, really use one. I've got a spring that just, no matter how I move the mattress, it hits me right in the spine. Get yourself this, get in on this one, everybody. We're pulling for you, and we are appreciative of you because you are helping us with a little side game we have with all of our brother and sister stations out there, right. Bragging Rights.
We're in competition, so the more that you get a chance to win, the higher our chances are of getting on top of being winners and ourselves.
Yes, well, yes.
Could I get the words out any awfuler?
It worked. Get in on this one, everybody. All you need is a Civic Media app, and to be listening for that keyword, Jane and Greg will have the next one for you in the 11 a.m. hour, and mm-hmm. you'll have more opportunities today, and then next week we'll do it all over again.
That's right.
We'll be back with more show coming up.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1328.